This is an audio recording of the North Huish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 1st of November 2016.
Okay, declare the meeting open. So, open forum.
I have had a member of the public approach me with three things for you to consider. The first one is the phone box in North Huish. This particular person would like to see it kept, not as a phone box, because there seems to be a little argument for keeping it as a phone box. Only one person used it last year. But to keep it for a sort of historical
throwback.
Yes, indeed. The person, I'm trying to use the person rather than identify the person in any sense, but the person would like it kept in place purely because it's part of the village.
Yeah, I've had two people approach me with the same view.
It has some significance in that it is the fact that phone box is there is an indicator of the status of the village in previous times. In particular, it's an indicator that the village had a post office, because it would be one Jubilee kiosk that was put in every village which had a kiosk.
It was sad we lost those, but it suddenly went.
Yeah. In Deptford, they're hoping to buy it and install a defibrillator.
Yes.
Yes, which is a good idea. There's no suggestion of the use of it, but
but you can buy it for a pound, as long as you take over the insurance and the upkeep of it.
I was going to say, there is insurance.
That would be your decision to make. And the maintenance, I mean, it's probably
need to paint it
right
now.
Yes, we'd better have it in the meeting itself rather than...
Well, I've brought it up now, you can discuss it now.
Fine,
The
second thing that this particular person brought up was the fact there had been an attempted break-in at New Park Stables. And simply wanted us to make people aware of that, to alert people to the fact that isolated properties could be under attack at the moment.
It is empty at the moment, there's nobody there.
Well, I had people at 3 o'clock in the morning in a car. I didn't actually report anything. I happened to be up, and as you do, went back to bed, and then all these lights came on up my lane, and four chaps in a car, and they broke into the coach house. So there's nothing in there, and I tapped on the window after they'd gone up and down and flashed lights all over the place, and I think they thought they'd seen a ghost because they went. I was very frightening.
So that you're feeling
me and my pyjamas.
I think the simply is limiting that so that people can see in the minutes that there's the chance that people are
there.
And the third thing, which affects one of you, I guess, a request that hedges should be trimmed between the tennis court and the bridge over the Lewis Road. There are some branches that are creating problems for high vehicles, apparently.
We've looked at this before, but it's not a statutory or something.
But I have to mention it.
I'll have another look, actually.
Let me check. And that's all that this particular person brought up.
I wonder who it was.
I have the home somewhere, the phone number of our allocated policeman, who said if we ever had issues and if we wanted him to come out, he would be available.
Come out as in coming to the meeting, or come out as in addressing individual issues?
Either or.
Okay. We have here, in case we had a problem, we have here, it's called Mr. Broadcast, and it's the local police contact, and it's here, and again, they came in
okay.
from the church one time.
Is this the same one?
Josh.
But there is.
I take it down to the. Broadcast is called. With this number of contact. Rico Broadcast. But they were very, very helpful because they're. There was some snoopy, something quite nasty actually, and they got a name off our notice board and decided that they would
Could you
email me the phone number and the name?
That one is there if we have any
troubles. Well, it's nice to have, because then it's the central point of contact, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got it at home as well.
Is that a contact that can be made public, or is that one for our own internal use?
Presumably public.
Well, ours was able to be put up as a notice here in the vestry.
I'm not so sure.
Well,
there is an allocated police officer in the
yeah.
To leave it
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
obviously, we could be a conduit.
Yeah.
To contact.
Well, this is his own personal number.
I think we ought to just have ourselves as a.
Yeah. But there's always this one, you know, which I've got the number of at home and is publicly up there, which they're happy with.
We could publish that if you want.
Yeah,
well, handy for people.
But on the other hand, if we just tell people that there is
contact. If they were ringing in through other channels, they would have a name to put to it. So they would be supposed to be doing our own sort of covering.
That's something new.
Okay, good. Anything else to be open for them? Okay. So, the meeting. Proper. Apologies of absence. Apologies of absence.
Vincent and Steer and
Bell.
Bell and Fiskin. I think we're all looking having a party. What a group.
Minutes of the meeting held on the 4th of October. Do I have a proposal if that's a true indication of what we've done? That's the one. And the seconder? Matters arising. And I always say their point.
Would you like me to change that in the agenda?
What's that?
From arising from those minutes to their point.
As you please, it depends how archaic you feel.
Very much.
have we had any more news on the Buddle Hole map?
I have spoken to the county highways guy again. He says he is going to get it. He fully intends getting it to us, but he's a very busy man. And no, honestly, I believe him.
I am marked out between North Irish Cross Cottage and the village places where they were going to do.
Yes, that's part of this,
which is part of the. Government grant for doing Buddle Holes. You know.
Oh, is that where it comes from?
And then I said that the Manor Lane was a Buddle Hole about 100 yards long, where it, not the Buddle Hole, but the pothole. And said, oh, well, we're not supposed, we haven't been told to do that. So. Which is much worse than what the ones they're doing. They're doing only doing little tiny little potholes.
Yes. The potholes, which they, I don't know if it's coming up again.
They have done the one by your bridge. Almost.
Yes, but there's so many that were marked originally. You can hardly see the marks anymore now. No. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
So I suppose they know what they've got to do still.
I did write to the person who's responsible for the Upper Road improvement, and he wrote back thanking us for the appreciation because he says. It's not usual anyone ever says thank you to them for anything. He was delighted.
Yeah, it's
a rather sad reflection of the world, isn't it?
But he really was pleased.
Yeah.
Did you manage to get hold of the South West Water and Devon Hideaways to request the digging of the drains?
I got hold of both of those. South West Water immediately threw it back at Devon Hideaways. No, that's right. Yes, they threw it back at Devon Hideaways. Devon Hideaways say that in November they'll be coming round to clear the gullies and entrances to the to the drains, which may still deal with the problem with the drains themselves.
It could do.
But if there's any sign of that, we get straight back to
the
surface water. It's so crazy. They're responsible for what's in the drain. Devon Hideaways are responsible for getting it. How stupid is that? Sorry, I'm being recorded. I said to them, you know... But South West Water rang me back and said that they weren't responsible for it. I said, why do I pay you to get rid of my flood water? And they thought for that. I don't know, she said. That's what I said, don't, because it goes down privately, so we don't really
know. Well, when we had all those floods, they used to come out in droves, you know, to our meetings, and then it all just, they don't come at all now.
Anyways, they will be cleaning the gutters and things.
Good.
That, that's
there was something going on in the road just by you, but I think it was actually water.
Ah, just by the shop.
Yes.
I know exactly what. Yes,
that was
a
first
man. Yeah. Apparently, they do go around listening to mains.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They do.
And when they listen to them and hear a burst, they then get it put right.
Mm.
That burst was so far down.
It was miles down. I had a look at it this morning.
And the guy who was looking for it, who went mining, sort of a...
Yes.
He said it was such a difficult one to find because it was so far down.
Fantastic.
Anyway,
well,
they
were very quick about
it
anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but our road is closed at the moment, just literally by our entrance. Because there's been a leak coming down there for about a fortnight,
okay.
Because
right.
Literally just above our drive,
mm.
And they dug that up today and done stuff and left a big hole in the road. So that
you
closed.
Can get out. Though.
We can't really get
but
in. Or, well, we're out, but
yeah.
We can't get back in.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to be tarmacking over it tomorrow,
mm.
Because Bow Farm apparently had a leak.
They did.
And they then got somebody out to repair the stop pipe, which I strongly suspect has now put pressure on the pipes which have burst. So that's the sequence of events. Anyway, they've been out there today showering that house. And it's quite funny, when they actually got down to where the leak was, what was a sort of small leak down the road, then became a massive fountain.
Very
dramatic. I came back to find this plume of spray. But to be fair, I mean, I phoned them about 10 days ago, maybe. They came out yesterday, started today, finishing tomorrow.
Some while ago, the steers had a leak in the, on their meter.
That's right. Yeah, that was a trough, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we had the same
just, it was an interesting observation on impatience and human nature that, having blocked the road off, I mean, there was a hole in the road and bollards and a frame and a distance between about the width of this table, which you could presumably you could have got past with a motorbike. But we were looking at it, and there was a car just gone past. And how the hell? They'd moved everything, got past, but no. So then Liz came out, put the bollards straight across the road, so now nobody can get past. So anyway, that was water too. So I have to say, just in parenthesis, that their communication is brilliant. I mean, they let you know what's happening, when it's happening. They're very polite.
Good.
You know, they invite you to ring up if you've got any problems.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in terms of customer relations, I mean, they seem to have got it right.
That's good.
The contractors,
contractors were very good outside there. I mean, I parked the car where Sue Burgess usually parks, by Holly Mount, and he said, "You're going to be there long." I said, "No, I'm just popping into the shop, won't be a minute. How about you? Are you going to be here for a while?" I said, they said, "We don't know." But we have got to put
bollards
all over the place.
Good.
Finally, the locality office, I did invite along, and she was going to come here this evening, but in fact went off sick yesterday.
Yeah.
So I had a phone call from her boss, believe it or not, to tell me that she wouldn't be here today, which I thought was amazing.
Very
the first
good.
Time I've had that from St. Anne's District Council.
Yes, good.
And she will come to the next meeting. So if it's alright with you, I'll program her.
Sure.
And she can introduce herself and tell us what she does.
Yep.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Right, reports.
Is that everything from...
I can't
minutes.
Say
yeah, fine.
Reports. I do have a missive from Councillor Vint, which is 6 pages long.
Yeah.
I'm going to be billing him for my use of my computer in time.
Yeah.
He uses more of my computer than anyone else. I don't think there's too much to worry about. One thing I have highlighted, at least I haven't highlighted, I've noticed there is this £500 for broadband. Now I did get a letter during the last month from. Telling us that there's £500 available for people to use towards providing faster broadband if they live in an area where the provision is less than 2 megabytes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, knowing the areas I do, I sent it on to David and I sent it on to knowing David and sent it on to Dave's better half. And I also sent it on to Jonathan. And but I don't know of anyone else.
Yeah, maybe worth looking into it.
Yeah.
So is that for individual people to have?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, you would have followed up.
Individuals as well as...
Diane was following up, wasn't she?
Yeah, as well as bottles.
Yeah.
So that might be something worth putting on the website.
Yeah, shall I send the information to you?
Please do.
In Avonwick itself, if you want to avoid 2 megabytes, you can, nevertheless, you can improve on it.
You and I have, haven't we?
Yes, very much so.
Mm.
But where you are, there's no way of doing it, is there?
No,
I don't know what the
0.6 or 0.7.
So I don't know what the 500 pounds will do, but we can put that in the minutes anyway. And
it's got to be done by the end of November.
Yes, so I'll get you something.
Thank you.
This week. So it's a prompt switch to forwarding the email to. But I don't think
I'm trying to speed read this and failing dismally.
I think
I can read the relevant bits from you.
So could I.
Yeah, he just basically gives the questions he asked at county council meetings and the replies he received, which have...
He highlighted the 500 pounds.
And the rest of it is not particularly relevant. It's more county-based than parish-based.
No, I haven't had a report from Councillor Spear.
No. Well, presumably we can roll that over into next
year.
Month.
With the website, I have to apologise that ironically, computer issues this evening. I said at the last meeting that we were due to renew our web hosting in November, and I promised to give you details of what our options were for that. I think you will have received a copy of
an
invoice,
which
I think was for £14.99. I was going to propose that we continue with the current hosting provider for the moment. The service seems to be running well, and I don't see any reason to change that at this particular moment.
We'll do that between us.
Right.
Nothing else at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Right, planning.
There are several.
Yeah, unfortunately, the ones that you've got the Medina House and the Coombe one. There is one other that's coming through for the village in North Uish. Except that I'm a bit cross. It's on the says Hans Inns next letter that they sent, or this email that they sent me. They haven't sent me the hard copy of anything for that, so we can't really do much about it. All I know is it's going to happen. There's the application for change of use of agricultural land to domestic, and the erection of a garage and store and a garden shed at one village in North Uish. But we've got no detail on it, apart from the fact that there's been an application submitted, so it's going to have to wait till the next meeting anyway.
That would be on behalf of the tenant or the...
Because
those all belong. But I mean, they're tenants, aren't they? So
yeah.
Presumably, would the planning be on behalf of the holders, I suppose?
Well, I'm not quite sure where the agricultural land is.
Unless the land around the house is...
Because where's the quarry going to be? Is that any part of it?
I presume
it's just that garden, which is...
Yeah, I mean, it could be the ruin up against the road.
Yeah, I suppose.
I wouldn't have thought they could put in an application without John Hall being party to it.
It would have to be.
It would have to be in his name, I would think so.
Well, we'll know when it finally finishes up.
I mean, they do. Although there's two of them living in the house, they do have 4 cots, so they're not technically.
You're all Jewish.
They do have a lot of.
Yeah,
it's in the name of Mr. Richard Luke.
Oh well, that would be the new barn, what used to be the goat house.
Across the road.
Just declare an interest because I sold all the land.
Well, we can't discuss it anyway because we haven't got the information.
No, which is probably just as well, as we know, don't
know. What's going on? They want to close the existing entrance and make a new entrance and driveway.
Well, I think they've already done that.
I think
the retrospective.
We'll find that that's a done deal, isn't it?
So has he won the village now, then, in that little while?
That must be.
He lives at the dog house and has now got the goat house.
But that must be a misprint because that isn't one of the bridges, is it?
Well, that's what they've got it labelled as.
I know.
Number one.
Well, it makes more sense if it relates to the barn with its.
I was aware of that.
Well, that's why it was agricultural.
He sort of made noises of maybe one of the garrets.
He might have done well to wait, I'd have thought.
Yeah.
Because it's there.
Yes.
I mean, he's taken out the hedge, he's put in a gate, he's opened up a drive, he's done
filled up and made a few steps up in the open.
Yeah.
Well, we can't really discuss it until we've got some
Indian observation. Yes. Should be more patient.
The quickest one will be the first one, because I think this is a fairly straightforward and easy one for you.
Application for a front porch at the inner house, Havenwick.
Yeah. It's quite simply that it's a request to put a porch on the front of the house, and it's well off the road, isn't it? It's got to drive up the drive and go around to get to it.
Somebody's been on holiday somewhere abroad.
It's like somewhere very far.
Like Malta or Morocco or somewhere with a bit of an Arabic sort of language.
Yeah, there are some maps of these somewhere there, but there's not a lot of. There's some pretty pictures. There they are. That's probably more explicit than anything else you see.
Mr. and Mrs. Rhodes.
Yeah. I don't know half the people in the village anymore.
No.
Which is quite sad. Yeah,
which is the one? Medina House is
a
joint
house. It's way off the
house. This is Medina House.
It is Medina.
And it's up on the
quite right. It's on
the
head
of
the
house.
I suppose it's Medina. It's a vision. It's Rhodes. Is that correct?
No.
That's helpful. Now we know where it might be.
That's on.
Oh, it's up there. Oh, it's on many meads. I didn't know they called it that.
Oh,
right.
That's been out a while now.
My
know.
Father sold many meads house in the war, sort of thing.
There's
an existing brand of sorts, isn't there?
Because in the coach house, they are.
Yeah.
And then the main house, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then this is a bit round the side.
The last chapter come there, wanted us to...
That doesn't seem too
offensive. He came there for a month.
That's not it. That doesn't look like anything. But that's what they want to put onto it. See? Because you walk straight into it now.
Yes,
you walk straight into it. And nobody sees it. I wouldn't have thought it would hurt anybody. I mean, I know that the halls are taken down the other side where we just sold a little bit of woodlands to them.
Yeah. You can see
So.
Yes, fair
enough.
They've made some very pretty pictures, haven't they?
What do we think?
I don't think it hurts anybody,
it's
really.
Not.
I mean, it
seems fine, to be honest.
Support?
Yeah, support.
Not a signature.
Oh, God, I think that's
very nice.
These are often copied and emailed.
I mean, it's not a bit in keeping with the host,
but I don't even do
that. Reefer Lidston bought it from my father.
Yeah, it's not there too.
He's deaf supposed, do you?
Yeah.
Next one
Have we got plenty of reports?
Is this the one you can't do anything about?
I can translate for you, but I'm going to do it.
That's just a piece of scrap.
Bat reports.
This is a conversion of barn to dwelling and erection of garage building. Barn at Coombe Norris, North Hewish, South Rent. I believe. Is this the one you've paid interest in?
It's right over.
Well, you'd be backing under, so it's for Mr. Woodley, isn't it?
I've found a few.
Oh, right.
I rented one.
So it's for the Woodleys?
Yeah.
It's right opposite the bottom of Coombe.
We'll put in a declaration of interest there anyway.
Now, to make things clear, as Castle Hunter's dead interest, there are only three of us who can vote on it. That being the case, whilst I think we can put forward what we think, we would need somebody else, wouldn't we?
Yeah, in the past, what you've done.
Well,
you
can have a site meeting.
I think a site meeting by the same for things.
Mm-hmm. You could either do that, or you could email me.
No, I think it's like.
I think by the look of it, it's quite a lot.
It's just one bond, right? From my perspective, I ride past it, whenever I ride out, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a feature. A barn stands on its own. Therefore, its conversion from a barn to a dwelling is a significant event.
If it was the other side of the road, it would be out of the area of outstanding attribute, and it could just do it under permitted development.
Mm.
But it is
a significant change.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have a look at it.
Yeah.
I think we probably ought to have a second.
I should think we probably should.
So we could hopefully do it Monday.
Yeah, anytime happens on the 8th.
Yeah. What day is it today?
First.
So we could do Monday.
I don't know if I can or not, because I'm working.
I can do next Monday.
I thought you'd gone.
No, I can do next Monday.
I mean, even if you just went and had a look and gave them your view, because there's no cat in the field.
It gets dark early now, doesn't it?
I can do Monday before dark.
I'm working for my boy.
Very disrespectful if we made it for Monday.
No, you carry on and do it. I might just sort of show my face up there.
And if we can get Jonathan and Maggie there, we hopefully get
I think it's something we really ought to make a specific comment on.
What time are you planning on?
It's got to be before 5, really, or at 5, I would have thought.
Yes. Will you let them know that you're going to go up?
Mm. I'll let the agent know.
I'm not there, but I might just have a quick look at
it. You only need half an hour, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you could possibly have a look on your own account, and you could then
look at this for a second. Some
crumbs.
A lot of it is.
Well,
bat reports, environmental.
I don't need
reports.
All the reports, just to sort of see where it is and what impact it's going to have.
There's even something on the sinks.
I'll fiddle with it while you're doing the rest of the meeting.
So, what will you do? Will you contact us?
Can we suggest a time?
Well, so we say 5 on Monday.
I'll be early enough now, but not to go back.
It's still light at 5, isn't it?
I mean, let me know as well, just in case I can get there.
So 5, well, at least put a limit on how long it will be, dark.
Yes, sure.
By half past.
I mean, David, will you attend?
I can attend if you wish me to.
Yeah, well, it would be, because, I mean, obviously you may have some impact without having to have
this is Coombe-lania. That's the road going up to Walkridge and Colverwood. It's already slated.
It stands alone, doesn't it?
Stands alone.
Yeah.
There was a farmhouse there that fell down in the First World War, and there was a barn there. Bill Luscombe's grandfather can remember people living in that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hovel, he called it then.
Probably some of my ancestors.
So you come into it,
David. He called it a hovel.
He did.
Crumbs.
So yeah. It really was like
it fell down soon after.
He wasn't wrong. Then.
Okay. I think yeah. That'll be. I think
well,
that'll
have
be.
Have you been playing this for a while? Haven't
you? I think oh, that'll be okay. Well, it'll still be. It'll still
John
be
was,
that,
was he?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
So that's that.
No, we can't do the third one. This fourth one, just information, they've given approval for the studio extension at Time Warp. One on the back of the car.
Fine. Good.
You always used to have that bridge.
Anyway,
can we get back to the telephone box?
Yes, let's do that sometimes. I come under correspondence.
It's
correspondence.
Have a largesse type thing.
Yeah, well, it's got to come somewhere, hasn't it?
It's communication.
Yeah, I mean, I've got one down at the moment.
Well, if you do under correspondence.
It's been years and years ago. Gets flooded every now.
So, have we... Other correspondence?
There is correspondence. Well, I've sent out 1, 2, 3, 4 emails to you with correspondence of various sorts, from the Dalk newsletter to sexual health matters to the Devon Highway Conference and the Town and Parish Council event. The only things I would need to pick up there, if any, are the Highway Conference and the Parish Council, Town and Parish Council event. They would like people to go along to those,
mm-hmm.
if people would like to go to them. I could just on the road with dates and times and things. Right, the Devon Highways Conference is on the 16th of November at Buckfast Lee. Only 2 people per parish can go to it. But they don't give us a time.
No, they don't.
No.
It's daytime or evening or anything.
I can find out more about that, but anyway. They say they're specifically for town and parish council representatives. So, I mean, it's up to you to think whether or not.
When is it sometime?
On the 16th of November.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me as though it could be a daytime thing looking at this. But I can check on the time for you. Click on the ring and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could find out when it is and
just try one of the meetings.
Roughly how long it's likely it might be, but
yes, I've got an agenda for it. It's at 9:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. That one. So they're providing that.
So I should be on holiday. Then we can have a strong suspicion that I shall not be available.
I regret that I'm unavailable on that day.
Well,
that's must be a separate.
I think it is.
Right, the town and parish council of Kent is quite a functional place on the 30th of November.
It doesn't seem to be
counted. Starting at 6:30. You've got Councillor Hart addressing you and well, this is a meeting of Kent's Newton Parish Road. It's a sort of. It's just an event which.
It's not very helpful, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it's actually terribly welcome introduction. Councillor Hartford, going to talk about Councillor Tucker and Steve George. They don't tell us what it's about at all.
It's just a general parish council conference.
It looks like a chat for parish council. Yes, we'd
be very surprised if
they weren't. Don't tell you what it's.
It would
be possible to find out a little more information about it.
I can see it.
So, take the details.
That's a fancy polling officer in the Redwood.
Well, I'll see what else I can find out about that one and email it around to you.
Thank you.
This is where you go and get your great question.
Right. And there is other.
The only.
Physical correspondence?
Yes.
There's nothing that anyone's going to get mad at. Killed on in the West. Seems to. I had a letter from, or at least a report from Citizens Advice. It was just a report of the activities. But I haven't dropped in the test.
Okay, fine.
It's just a general interest thing, hasn't it? But there's nothing for us to do about it.
And there was correspondence to Richard Telecom from the telephone kiosk.
Yes, there was. Going back to the telephone kiosk then in North Hewish, which we have now put under correspondence. I mean, clearly, as Tony has said, you know, it's not going to be retained as a telephone box. The issue is, if it's retained as a sort of historical monument, whatever goes on inside it, presumably we will be responsible for funding it, which will then involve, as you say, insurance, maintenance.
We looked at it here.
We did.
Yeah.
And then I was invited as owner of the land, if I'd like to buy it for Karen. Otherwise, I don't want the insurance on it and the upkeep of it.
Because I think it's
and it disappeared before I didn't reply.
I would imagine the one in North Hewish is actually on Luscombe Trust.
So they should be approached.
It's going in them.
They could be approached and they could keep it.
Exactly.
Do we need I don't have a copy of the correspondence that we got. Do we have information?
Some of the residents of North Hewish are quite prepared to pay a pound for it.
I know that since the Avonworth box was removed, that the situation has changed regarding how British Telecom deal with them.
Yeah.
Because the Avonworth box was removed in the early phase of the adopted kiosk scheme.
It just disappeared.
And I know that, for example, I seem to remember that the whole situation around the electric supply and all the rest of it has also changed since, because they changed the conditions of all kinds of things, if I remember rightly.
But
clearly
somebody needs to insure it, in case there is an accident or something like that.
Were any individual wanting to buy it in North Wish? Should we just let them get on with it?
Presumably, though, shouldn't the owner of the land have a say?
I would have thought so. I was invited to give a say, and I was about to send it all off when it had gone.
I suppose what we could say, because I mean, I don't know what time scale is on these things. We could probably say that, you know, we have no objection to it in principle. But that we feel
a bit more detail.
Yes. Bridge box included in that.
But we feel that the owner of the land should be approached.
Land rights in exchange. There can be no cost of booty.
Certainly, I think the owner of the land should be approached.
Yeah. Very much so.
Is Gara Bridge? Is the Gara Bridge exchanged within our parish? Or?
Ditford's.
Oh, the actual exchange is not in our.
They wrote to Ditford about that one.
Yeah, the one in Ditford wants to go. Last year, they're hoping to buy theirs and put them in defibrillator.
Might I suggest then that we have, as a parish council, no objection to being purchased. But we feel that the landowner should be contacted for their views. That's
some
sense. Would you like me to contact them?
Yeah, well, I think we should, yes. And then, depending on what they have to say, we should maybe nothing at all.
Probably best done through either Mitchum or Hughes or Mrs. Freeth.
Mrs. Freeth.
Mrs. Freeth, Walton Farm.
Yeah.
01364-722-10.
How do you spell the surname, please?
FRWETH is the name.
It's written across his forehead.
The number that's printed on my brain.
So, what was the time?
Walton.
Is that within the parish?
No, it's not.
I'm
sure there'll be nothing easy about it.
No, chalk and cheese.
Thank you.
Is it possible to get some more information about the costs involved in the document, please?
The only thing we know is that I think it's £1 it would cost.
The purchase, I mean, the purchase. Purchase.
Yes, it's sort of upkeep and...
That's going to be the cost, these things.
Upkeep and insurance at the end of the day.
And do we have any idea what the insurance is on it, yes?
No, we've not looked into that at all because we didn't get that far.
We didn't get that far.
Is it possible just to get that information?
I can try our
insurance
and see if they do it at all. I don't know.
Well, who else locally has adopted a kiosk?
I mean, one or two parishes have adopted them and they've done the sort of book share or the lodges and things like that, haven't they?
Who's got a defibrillator?
Has Uggborough's kiosk? Yeah. I think Uggborough's kiosk is still in use, isn't it?
Put it into Google or something like that.
If we found a parish that had adopted one and asked them what the insurance implications were, we'd obviously what we like as a carrier can for is the insurance
basically.
Because I would assume if anybody wants it, we could get volunteers to maintain it.
Right, absolutely.
So the only thing that we're likely to be is the
insurance. Yeah, I mean, if somebody, a kid goes in and there's some broken glass, and you know,
it's mostly plastic.
Exactly.
The
first
thing
that
BT
would paint it if we asked them nicely.
A BT will send that. I understand that BT will gladly send paint to parishes who wish their telephone boxes painted at the moment.
No, very fiddly.
You ever try painting the cabin?
No, I don't like doing that.
Okay.
We'll look into the cash. They did need an answer fairly quickly on this, and they were looking for it from
what they needed from us immediately is whether we objected to them removing the kiosk in principle.
Yes.
Well, I think the answer to that is yes.
So we do.
We don't want to vote good.
The problem is that the owner would either have to object to them removing the kiosk as a telephone kiosk, or we would have to put something in place to adopt the kiosk. So the question is now whether or not we object to them removing it as a telephone kiosk.
I don't think there's been any objection to that at all from anyone. There has been objection to Gower Bridge being removed, but that's not.
I personally think that the Gower Bridge one is quite right to query that one, not just because of its location and the availability of single, but also the fact that it's on the British Telecom Exchange land itself, within feet of an exchange. So the cost of British Telecom for maintaining that kiosk must be absolutely minimal.
The objection I heard was simply that the mobile phone signal there is abysmal, and they're often between cars on the bridge at Gower Bridge, that they felt that it was necessary for emergency use. But as it's really Dickford's problem rather than ours, I'm not sure how much we should get involved in that. So, don't like stepping on other people's toes.
Okay, well, if we can move that forward,
I'll do what we can.
Yeah.
And It may be, just maybe, we'll find the same situation as the situation we had with one here. It will be gone before we can do it.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the one here was still in existence several months after after we got the notice of closure on it.
Yeah.
Because I seem to remember that I brought that to the council's attention at the time. Mm. And it took a long, a considerable period of time before it was actually
released. Yeah.
But I think in this case, it would be worth certainly looking at our... If we do wish to see it retained in some form, we'll probably need to take some action on this, and they will whip it away. Although it's rather an awkward position for them to whip anything away from. I think that may be what saved it last time. Because the North Jewish box was due to be closed at that point.
It was.
And removed at the same time as the Avonwick box.
Yes,
I suspect it was simply the fact that it was easy to lift the Avonwick box from a road junction and difficult to remove the North Jewish box if it wasn't removed at that time.
And they've got decent phone reception up now. The one person that did use it now has phone reception.
Okay. So is that all correspondence?
Yes, I think so.
Financial
matters? Right, let's see. Two things. We've had an income of 35p as interest, and we've had the second instalment of the precept, £728. So actually, in the bank at the moment, it's £8,835.18, of which £149.40. Okay, I'll take from that. Now, there was the question of the usages earlier on that we proposed and seconded and carried the fact we should continue with the
road posting.
Yes, the road posting.
Are you going to need to check the maps?
Either that or it can be. The parish council doesn't have a. Does the parish council have a bank account that we use for direct payments?
Last time you paid with a credit card, didn't you?
Yes, I paid. Yes, exactly that. I'd have to continue that.
So would you like to present a claim for that sometime?
Yes, certainly.
No, if you want.
Well, when it's been done, I will obviously send you the invoice.
Yeah, of course, we'll that.
Exactly.
We were discussing last time increasing the precept to take into account ongoing work on puddle holes.
And
I seem to remember we said then that we should be making a decision about it this time.
But we've got to make a decision next month because we have to put forward a request for things.
So should we carry it over to next month when we've got a good quorum? Can we just minute that we're going to do that?
Well, put it as so.
Yeah.
Items for next meeting.
Highway matters.
Would it be worth putting something on the board, asking if any of our parishioners has any thoughts on that aspect? If we are considering increasing the precept, would it be worth putting something up, saying that we'll be considering that at the next meeting?
Goes into the items for future meetings, it'll be on the notice board in the minutes. And also reach you when you really get onto the website.
Yeah.
For the minutes.
I was wondering if it's a specific thing that might. It's only an idea.
Mm. What? A notice to the effect that
we will be,
considering increasing the precepts.
I don't know how much you consider.
In principle, yes. My only concern is that if we think about increasing the precept, people are going to come forward with lots of suggestions about what they want done. I mean, which is fair enough.
It's quite specific, isn't
yeah.
it?
For
this particular purpose.
Yeah.
It's only that. It was just a suggestion. It might be worth inviting comments because it might encourage people to either support the idea or.
Mm.
To it, and that might help guide our decision. I don't know.
Well,
we
could put
a
form of words in the
carefully
words is right.
Yeah.
It's a specific issue that we'll be looking to raise the precept
it's
for.
It's not just
some
parishioners
getting bright ideas.
Can't
think of anybody at the moment.
Specific
one
or two,
right?
Full stop.
Yes, exactly that.
Mm. But the only thing that comes to my mind is. I hate to say it, but there could be a fair number of parishioners who didn't know what a puddle hole was known as.
We call the road gully or road drains. But
road drains, yes. The road drain.
They're not road drains, because the road drains are surface water, aren't they?
Mm.
And these are not what they call what it is surface water,
yeah.
But it's good.
I mean, when I moved into this village, I wouldn't have known what a puddle
hole
was.
No, it's difficult. I mean, I don't know what anyone else calls them anywhere else in the world, sort of things, but.
And that's the only problem I can see, is if folk that haven't lived in the country before.
Yeah. Well, no, just by words, which we simply I mean, a different
have to explain
phrase.
To what
or,
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The drain holes that lead from the roads to the fields.
Yes, yes.
I mean, the ones that we've got going through the village that we're asking for highways
that's a
to do so.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. I suppose we simply said bubble holes, brackets. Gaps through hedgerows to allow water to escape into the fields.
Something like that.
Just because a bubble, the word bubble is a strange one.
It is. Well, I don't know what it, as I said, I don't know what they call it anywhere else.
It's a proper Devon word.
Yeah. Well, if you can forward me a forward for it, then
I'll be putting that together.
Sure. Anything else on pilot matters?
Only those matters we've mentioned already, I think, about the markings that have been put around various potholes.
They are there for a purpose, certainly. Darren Coles has said that.
Well, one hopes so.
I did query it. The reason I queried it was that there is a.
There's one just by you that hasn't been marked.
Well, there's one actually in Church Walk.
Right.
Quite a big hole that's appearing. And I discussed it with Darren. I said something like, you know, as they're passing by doing all the old stuff, they just move 10 feet into Church Walk and drop a bucket full of tar in the hole. And apparently that is quite impossible. On so many grounds, you would not believe it. You can't work on a road unless you're insured to work on a road. And that road wouldn't be on the original list, so there'd be no insurance covering it.
Although it's their road,
yeah,
and they adopted it.
Yeah, but they asked a company to do the bubble hole repairs. Not bubble hole repairs.
The pothole
repairs.
And
that company will have them all on a list, and they will have insurance to cover that list. And if they move 10
else.
Feet away from not only that, it gets worse. They'll have enough time to complete the work that they bid for, but they won't have another bucket full to walk 10 feet away and tip it into that hole. They measure it to be
cubic inch.
Teacup full.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it hard to believe, but that's.
Ooh.
That's the answer that I'm giving.
Just doing the job.
Yeah, but they will be doing bits that are marked. So that's gone out to the company that's supposed to be doing.
So, future meeting.
Right, well, the.
Well, we've addressed.
We've got the bubble hole thing.
We've got the preset issue.
Yeah.
We have the. The
location of system.
Yes, and also. We will be addressing ourselves to the Barnum Inn at North Hewish, aka One the Village, once we've got the information.
Yes.
So it'll be even more retrospective by then. We're going to have it tarmacked and white lined.
Well, we'll probably be living in it.
There might be a pothole by then.
They've sowed there.
Yes, they have. Apparently, Kuhnheis is under offer.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to have the telephone box back into next month's meeting as well?
Yes.
The public hall office.
Is there a time limit on the phone box? Do you know?
There is, but most of these things seem to stretch, don't they?
Yeah, as long as we express an interest, I'm sure.
Well, they certainly put one on us, and we're in fact past that time already. It's come between meetings.
Yeah.
I think all we can do is work within the time that we've got.
Shall I take that with me and have a look before Monday?
That's the whole package of the barn.
I think it'd be useful if I actually knew what I was talking about, which
yeah.
is rare. So,
the parish council meeting next time, we may have in the main church, because we have. Having done all this lighting, we now see even more of the things that need doing, and we're going to have it painted and decorated. And a new cupboard to sort of hide all that away.
And the ceiling.
And the ceiling,
well,
yes, all of that's going to be
done.
It's fine, we've had a look underneath.
We are as ever grateful for the use of the facility.
Indeed.
I'll just heat the whole thing in there, which is.
So, next meeting, 6th of December.
I may not be there. I'm not so sure about Mr. Bell or.
Oh!
I believe it's Dartmouth's show.
6th of November mails.
Also, highlight of
6th of December mails. We have a problem for me.
Oh dear.
I probably won't be there. I know Mr. Bell and I will not be there.
And you will be.
And then
Mr. Stewart
usually
is. That
is
the preset meeting, the next one, isn't it? So we need.
Do we need to move the meeting? Do we do it the week after? The day before?
I can find out if that is exactly the day of the show. Before we shift it, because if
six.
It's not, we'll be there.
How soon can we do that?
Overnight.
In that case, if you could let me know, I'll let David know, and then we'll go up from there.
Should we make as a contingent that
is
if
that
it is that day,
yeah,
we move the meeting to the following Tuesday?
13th would be okay for me.
Because obviously we need to.
Yeah, bang it in. I'll find out and ring.
And if you can let me know, so I know which bit to heat up and warm up and teach it. So by that stage,
well,
we'll be back
tomorrow. The minutes will be done this week.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be on those, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't help you on the 6th.
Such is life. But
that's done.
Have we
me? Yes, because there's something we need to talk about after the meeting. It's nothing to do with the meetings.
Okay, is that the end?
Cheers, thank you.